Currently, Haynes's construction companies are given local bidder preference on a job if they're within 3% of the lowest outside bid. The borough's finance committee voted last week to recommend changes to the current system. If adopted by the assembly, the new structure could make local companies a little more competitive. The recommendation is a combination of a flat rate and tiered bid system. Committee member Tresham Gregg made the motion to recommend increasing local bidder preference to 7% up to $1 million. Anything over that and no preference would be given to local companies. That means the cheapest bid wins the job, local or not, if the job is over $1 million. Here's committee member Diana Lapham.
But it keeps it simple and it's, I mean, we might really make our local bidders a lot more competitive.
Local contractors submitted a petition to the Assembly back in September asking for a change. The group, which includes 14 companies, asked that the Assembly consider upping the margin from 3 to 5% across the board, like they do in Skagway. After discussion last week, the committee noted that 5% on a multi-million dollar job could result in a significant loss for the borough, so they compromised on 7% up to $1 million. The majority of jobs awarded to local companies in recent years have been under that amount anyway, and the committee determined that the difference between 3 and 5% isn't big enough to garner more local companies on smaller jobs.
But with 7% or maybe even 10%, it would really help a couple of those smaller contracts go to local companies without having to give up too much value of a big project.
That's Gila Stewart, the borough's chief financial officer, who supported the committee's 7% idea. She said most communities in Southeast use a tiered system because it offers a little more flexibility. So local bidder preference is given, but only up to a certain amount. The recommendation will go to the assembly at a future meeting to be determined. The Finance Committee also voted to recommend two budget amendments for the Tourism Department, which will come up at this week's Assembly meeting. The first request was to reappropriate money taken out of the tourism budget and put into economic development. Tourism Director Leslie Ross asked for that $25,000 back, plus $6,000 for training and website work.
Part of my advertising budget, if you compare it to FY15, was cut significantly. And a large portion that was taken out from online marketing and put into economic development, and there was an overall marketing plan that Bill Mandeville had, which is not being done now.
Former Economic Development Director Mandeville resigned last spring, and the position is vacant. Ross said online promotion is likely the most important part of her marketing plan because the majority of travel is booked online, not to mention online travel research and reviews. The second tourism request was for $32,500 for an audit of the borough's online marketing presence. The study would determine how well the current online strategy to lure tourists to Haynes is working.
So what they would be looking at is our search engine words and how we come up on search engines for different things. I mean, not just Haynes, but heli skiing, cruise ships, you know, go through everything that is part of our marketing plan and see where we come up.
Both of the tourism recommendations will be introduced at Tuesday's assembly meeting. In Haynes, I'm Jillian Rogers.